A couple years ago, I got a Facebook message from my friend Jean. She was putting together an all-women sailing team. She wanted to know if I would cover the story. I promised I'd track her progress and be in touch if anything interesting happened. I totally dropped the ball. Luckily, I have another friend who's also a journalist who was paying better attention. Reporter Tina Toby Mack has the story.
2 o'clock in the morning on the way north to Alaska is incredibly dark. It's black ink sky. You cannot even see the bow of the boat.
That's Captain Jean Gusev. She and her team of 7 women sailors are competing in the race to Alaska. Their team is called Sail Like a Girl, and they have been at it 24/7 since they left Victoria Harbor 4 days ago. The whole team is exhausted and on edge in the dark. A GPS unit has failed. There are rocks out there, but where? Jean woke up to help figure that out and calm her crew.
Out of the blue, we were in what felt like a massive car crash. You're on a boat in the middle of nowhere, and that is your island. It is your safety. It's your entire world. And in that moment of hitting something as hard as we hit it, I knew that that boat might not be able to carry us anymore.
Jean and her crew were still 190 miles from their destination, Ketchikan, Alaska.
The race to Alaska, a 750-mile race along a coastline that God has forgotten.
The race to Alaska is not for the faint of heart. All boats are welcome. The only rule, the boat must be human or wind-powered. That's it. Everything else, course, vessel, crew, is up for grabs.
The prize for first place is $10,000. The prize for second place is a set of steak knives. There are no other prizes.
It didn't take a fancy promotional video to convince Jean that the race to Alaska was for her. She's an experienced sailor and captain. She wanted the challenge. She also wanted to test the idea that the most competent sailors are men. The plan came together as many good things do.
It happened over whiskey. It was at the end of a race and at the yacht club party, as is pretty typical. The guys are all puffing up their chests and talking about their warrior moments on sailboats. And it's hard to even be part of those conversations. And I was particularly frustrated that weekend at just the masculinity in our sport. So Anna asked me, would you ever do Race to Alaska with an all-women's crew? And I immediately said yes.
Anna is Sail Like a Girl teammate Anna Stevens.
Within a week, I was looking at boats online and trying to concoct a plan for what to do and how to build a Race to Alaska team.
Jean found a used 32-foot boat in Dana Point, California. They christened her Max to the Moon.
I knew that was the boat that we needed. It is a Ferrari on the water. It's super fast, and it has a big open transom, so I knew we could put bikes on it.
The bikes are for when there is no wind. Remember, the race is 750 miles, wind and human power alone.
We call it our boat sickle. Our bikes off the back of our boat with propellers attached.
The newly formed Sail Like a Girl team spent weekends taking the boat apart, upgrading and repairing all the equipment on board. Their boat is a day sailer, meant for short, single-day races. No head, no galley. They had to come up with a plan for the cooking, sleeping, and the potty. The ladies bonded during these long boat-building sessions. When they were ready to hit the water, they sailed together twice a week for training. After about 3 months, they were ready. The boat was packed to the brim with gear, food, water, the number 1 and 2 bucket, and a ton of sails. It was time for the race. But the first step wasn't the easiest. Captain Jean.
The fear of the unknown is unrivaled by most things. The first and the most difficult step is the one where your foot leaves the dock. The anticipation of that one moment is huge. You don't know what happens next.
But the start was quiet. The women were on course and biking their way to Ketchikan. Cell service was spotty. They were surrounded by the beauty of the coast and unconcerned with the outside world. All that mattered was the boat, the ocean, their teammates, and the race. Then they got to Bella Bella, a waypoint in the 2018 competition. There, they got an update. They were in the lead. Also, they got cell service.
We got in touch with our community for really the first time, and we realized that we were being supported by women everywhere and that we had people rooting us on and that really wanted us to do well. And we no longer were doing this just for us. We were doing this for other people. And the stress landed on our heads like a ton of bricks. For the first and only time on board the boat, our team dynamic broke.
Sailing away from Bella Bella, tempers were short. The women retreated to the corners of the boat. Conversations were snippy. Everyone was complaining about their job on the boat and unsure what to do. To sail properly, the women had to come back together. They had to work as a team.
We had Kelly on board. Kelly's a yoga instructor. And she said, okay, everybody close your eyes except for Haley, who's driving. And she led us through breathing exercises. And so the entire dynamic of the boat is now back to this positive, happy place.
With the team dynamic reestablished, Jean headed to bed.
So I go down below and I get into my sleeping bag and my head hits the pillow and I heard the best word that possibly could have happened in that moment. It was Kelly yelling, orcas. There's nothing like being surrounded by a pod of orcas to change the mood of any situation. It's just magic. It's pure magic.
Led by the orcas and back in sync with each other and the wind, Team Sail Like a Girl was still in the lead. There were a lot of challenges ahead, and the women were ready to face them. Then, sailing through that inky, dark Alaskan night at 2 a.m, that pesky GPS unit failed. Jean woke up and came out on deck.
We are in hundreds of feet of water, and out of the blue, we are in a 2 a.m, all lights out, car crash. We were going probably 7 to 8 knots of boat speed, and we came to a dead stop.
7 to 8 knots is roughly 10 miles per hour.
And all I could think, because I'm holding my GPS, and I screamed it. I was like, there are no rocks here. How did we run aground? How did we run aground? There are no rocks here. There's over 100 feet of water. And Haley said, Jean, look off the back. And I came to the transom of the boat and looked down, and there was a log hanging off the back of the boat, and it was lodged on our keel.
Jean guessed the log was 20 feet long, and they were sitting on it in the middle of the open water.
So we got everybody down on the low side and heeled the boat over, and the log popped up and floated away. But we didn't know if we were damaged. We knew that there was not really any help anywhere close. And it's part of the race. You have to be able to help yourself. You have to save yourself out there.
They sat, sails down, until the sun came up. The boat was immobilized for hours. Any chance of winning seemed gone. In the morning, the team raced on, monitoring their injured boat. They were still pushing as hard as they could to get to the finish line, which, after another 2 days of sailing, was in sight. About 20 miles from the finish, they got cell service and discovered they were in the lead. The team planned to be on the dock ringing the finish line bell by dinner time. Then the wind died and night set in. The harbor was a confusing mashup of fishing boats, buoy lights, and barges. They were having trouble finding the finishing dock. Finally, they spotted a light swinging in the darkness and knew that must be it. With a time of 6 days, 13 hours, and 17 minutes, Team Sail Like a Girl won the 2018 Race to Alaska.
That's reporter Tina Toby Mack. The 2020 Race to Alaska was canceled due to the pandemic, but Team Sail Like a Girl plans to be back again in 2021.